Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the critically acclaimed So You Say, thought-provoking poetry by Kenneth Lawful, you'll enter the author's mind and discover thought-provoking writings that have taken place over 20 years. His book provides insight to what is seen and experienced throughout our lives. A little wit and creativity offers a smile throughout the content as Kenneth challenges you to look beyond what may appear to be the message, looking within oneself for the answers we all seek. Now, this is the first book released from the So You Say series. Be on the lookout for the second So You Say book entitled View Through a Window. Kenneth is a father of two very talented and artistic children, currently resides in Arizona, grew up in a small town in Minnesota during the first chapter of his life, a successful and gratifying career, but his passion for writing is kept hidden from the outside world until now. In addition to writing, Ken enjoys woodworking and restoring old muscle cars, and when it's time to get away, he enjoys the outdoors and fishing in Canada's the lakes there with his extended family. And if the stars align properly, Ken would one day hope to be a public speaker and a motivational speaker as well. Kenneth Lawful, author of So You Say, thought-provoking poetry, joins us on This Week in America. Ken, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Rick. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today.
Well, I love what you've done with the book, and the book is receiving rave reviews, and it took like 20 years of writing to get to this point, the first in the So You Say series. Let's talk about this. What was the inspiration for writing this first book in the series after 20 years of writing?
I get asked that question a lot, actually. It was time. The simple answer is that it was just time. A few of my friends challenged me over the years that, you know, these writings, they come from inside my thoughts, my feelings, what I see, and I'd share them along the way. You should do something with this, Ken. And I just always was fearful of judgment or, you know, expectation and be questioned about them. And I'm in a much different time in my life now that I'm not fearful of those things. And to have them just sitting around and never do anything with them, I struggled with trying to articulate what I wanted to say. And when I would say those words, it would be challenged. It comes across this way. And I would be, I meant it in a different way. And so it was just easier just to stuff it. So I started journaling. And this is a result of that 20 plus years of journaling that I'm releasing now for others to hopefully be inspired and to enjoy.
And that journaling, as you read So You Say, and the book available at Amazon, soyousay.com, and that so-you-say.com. I'll give you that throughout the program. And it's you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Journaling is a very important part of your life and book as well, isn't it?
It is. I can think back to very young in my life that I would use scratch paper and I would just write something down that I heard. And sometimes it would get thrown away. Sometimes it was thrown in a drawer. And as I got older and started to drive, I might be at a stoplight and I might have a sticky note. I'm dating myself a little bit with post-it notes, but I would write that down and I'd put it in the glove box or in the center console. And then over a month or so, I'd pull all those together and like a puzzle, just look through them and try to combine those and put my thoughts or that time frame in my life and put that together. And it was a way of me journaling. I really found that journaling my thoughts and writing them down helped release a lot of the things that I was thinking and allowing me to move past a lot of that.
With us on the program is Kenneth Lawful. That's L-A-U-F-L-E. The name of the book is So You Say. His website is so-you-say.com. Available at Amazon, the usual places, and, of course, information on our website. What message do you have for the audience in relation to your book? If you were telling them how this book helped you and how you hope it helps them, what would the message be?
It took me longer than it should. To follow a passion, to follow something that it provided an avenue, a highway for me to release the thoughts in my head and the things that I were going through. And I wish I would have done this sooner And, you know, I feel like a spokesperson for that now, and it's somewhat cliche, but follow your passion and think about the word success. For me and others, the success should not be about the result or the outcome of a first step. The success should be found in that you just take the first one.
You know, do you find that it maybe, I think you mentioned in your case, once we have a dream, we've got this this voice inside that tells us all the reasons we shouldn't be having this dream, all the things that can go wrong. Do you find that that's the case with many people? And maybe you in the beginning, you had these dreams, but there's that part of you that says, no, don't dream, be practical. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, we're always open to feedback, right?
Yes.
And good or bad, it impacts us one way or another. And I know I would tell myself at times, I would Google and I'd look at other writers and I would see how they write and their structure and their format and whether it's grammatically correct and all of those type of things. I write raw and I don't get too caught up in all of that. I just write raw. And as you read some of the other authors or the other poetry that's out there, I just found myself, wow, that's really good. I took something away from that writing. Can mine do that? Will mine inspire people? Will they look at it differently? Will they apply some of these things in their life? And I got tired of asking myself that question. And it's really not up to me to decide. You will take exactly what you need to from a writing and the inspiration found within it. And that's my hope. That's the dream, actually.
Ken's book is So You Say, and the book is available at his website, so-you-say.com. Kenneth Lawful, L-A-U-F-L-E. If you're going to Google that and all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Give us an example, some of the details around the topics you write about in So You Say.
All things are fair game, Rick. I mentioned earlier, it might be a billboard. It might be a conversation that I overheard in a grocery store or something like that, or a conversation that I had with a friend of mine. And it just stimulates different topics and different thoughts around something. And then I'm, as you mentioned earlier, taking a little bit of wit and a little bit of humor and take something that's serious or mindful and placing a little bit of humor in it and allowing yourself to smile too. Life doesn't need to be so serious, but we do have to make, you know, choices along the way. And I've just found that when I've been able to do that, it's definitely helpful.
I want to go back to talking about the journal for a minute. If you're thinking this is just a book of poetry, you're wrong. It's not just a book of poetry. You've included the blind journal page next to each poem. Talk about the reasoning behind that, because in most cases we enjoy a poem, we go on to the next one, and maybe even forget it. But we're a participant with you in this journey in writing this book. When we journal, we're there with you. We've got something that's invested in what you're writing. We become part of that because we're thinking about it. We're writing. There's something about writing it down that sticks with us. Talk about how you came up with this concept of having the journal there with the poem.
It was a little bit by accident. As you mentioned in the previous question, you know, you talk about what's fair game and what you write about. It's when I was putting the book together, and I had the pages all laid out, and I was reading through some of them, and I'm going through some corrections or what have you, and I would write off to the side, and it would stimulate another thought and say, oh, I really like this, or I really like that. And then I thought, if I'm doing that, if someone else is reading, are they going to have the same thought? Instead of writing on the poetry page, what a great opportunity to put a journal next to it, and so you could just capture your thoughts. It's something that I believe applies, you know, then, now, and always. And if you could write and journal some of your thoughts that you think about within the book, it allows you to go back later and just reflect upon them.
And it's so interesting. It gives you, I think in many cases, maybe a different perspective when you stop and reflect back on something, for example, that Ken says in the poem, and you're journaling, and maybe you come up with something totally different than you would have had you not gone through the exercise of filling out the journal page. The book is So You Say. Were there any specific individuals that may have inspired your poetry along the way?
I think, you know, my mom, for one, that I would always struggle with, again, mentioning that articulating something, and she would always push me to whatever it is that you do, Ken, do it, you know, do it to the best of your ability. It does not matter what that is. And for the many people that I've talked to over the years, I'm a relational guy. I love a good conversation and debate. That has been really the inspiration to continue to do it and really push me to get it out there. No good comes from 1,300 some odd poems sitting in a box in a storage yard somewhere. So it was just time, and that would have been, and that's my inspiration.
With us on the program is Kenneth Lawful. That's L-A-U-F-L-E. The book is So You Say, and there are hyphens in there, so-you-say, and the website, the same, so-you-say.com. Book available at Amazon, of course, in all of the usual places. I usually like to ask somebody who's a writer, in this case a poet, maybe people who have influenced your career. I get the impression there may be of some that you read and enjoyed, but you sort of like finding your own voice, don't you? You're comfortable with your voice, doing it your way, and expressing your thoughts that you can relate to. Consequently, other people can relate to them.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that it's raw. As in poetry, you can really get caught up in structure and sentencing and all of those things, but it may change. It may change the poem or the point, right? And I think it's up to the writer to place their thoughts on a paper. And I've shared some of these over the years with some very close friends of mine. And I did a study on that, and I send it to five different friends, and their feedback that they provided was different every single time. And interestingly enough, their feedback wasn't even the reason why I originally wrote it. So I found passion in that someone will take out of that writing exactly what they need to. And I don't get caught up around if I'm a modern or a traditional or, you know, a rhythm poet. Well, yes. I just focus on the words and putting them together to challenge you in thought.
Well, and you do that. The book is So You Say. Our guest is the author, Kenneth Lawful. Others in the series will be coming out shortly. But in writing this first one, what was your goal? What did you have in mind in putting out this first book? And I want to ask you, too, you got, like you said, 1,300 of these. How challenging was it to come up with the right number for the first book?
For some reason, I landed on 50. No rhyme or reason behind that.
It's a nice round number. I can understand that.
Yeah, it made sense. And there was really no thought behind it. I just put some groups of poems together. And as I read through them, this one fit, this one didn't. And I came up with 50, and I just stuck with it. And that's how I'm going to release, that's how this book was released and how the next ones will be released, and we'll see where it goes from there. I'm really excited about it.
I mentioned like 1,300 poems. It's not probably that you can use all of them. Do you ever go back and look at these that you've written over the years and go, okay, I really don't want to have to share that one. I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah. I like to think that everything is fair game, but honestly, the answer would be, you know, I need to be transparent. There are certain poems in my life that I would not share. Passion comes in many different ways. Can be in your personality and how you smile, but all of us are challenged. I'm nobody special. I have had multiple challenges in my life and times that I've been hurt or upset, and I have written during those times. I can write from a darker perspective. I choose the light instead, but those are some of the ones that are just kept for me in those times of struggle. One of the books that I will release, Rick, it is more about specifically me and maybe a certain event or a specific thought or a time in my life. And I'm putting that together now, and it's, I have not I have not settled on a release date for that. Probably the most challenging book for me, and just very vulnerable, of course.
Well, yes, and if so you end up with 1,273. That's not all that bad. After you sort out some of those you don't want to put in there, Kenneth Lawful, our guest on the program, the book is So You Say, the thought-provoking poetry. On the other side of that, are there themes or topics that you really enjoy writing about more than others, something that we find you write a lot and share a lot in your poems?
Yeah, you can tell by the title, you know, something to ponder and then a view through a window. A lot of what I write about is what is seen. What's interesting about that is I can focus on the things that I see daily, and it's daily application or daily life experiences and the things that are around us all the time. But vision is shared in multiple ways. Vision can also be seen through what is not seen, the universe, the stars, what's beyond. And I really challenge myself as a writer to capture both aspects of that. And I think that's the play, that's the analogies that I place within my writings, that it might be something that's right in front of you, but there's always something behind that that is not seen, and I challenge you to go there.
You know, so many psychologists have said over the years that self-reflection is a key to finding out who we are and happiness and finding that place of comfort in our lives. Journaling, do you find that helps with self-reflection by writing it down? Maybe even going back a couple of weeks later, and you may find something about yourself, your state of mind at the time that you didn't even think about as you were writing it down. Does journaling help self-reflection?
Absolutely. There were a few poems that I had to blow the dust off of, you know, that have been sitting for quite some time, but as I read through them, it put me back in that period of time. And I'm a true believer in time spent. Some people call it cave dwelling, or based on your personality, your type A, or however you're going to classify that. I found in times of my life that I pause, I find peace. And that is an intentional thing that I think we should do in our life, to step away from the busyness of our day to day. And maybe that's just walking down to the end of the park and sitting on a bench, sitting on a tree, and just let things go. You don't necessarily have to think about anything. And maybe you pull out that journal page and you just jot down something that happened that day, or recognize a positive that happened in that day, or maybe you're just be still. And I think oftentimes in life, we don't spend enough time being still.
Well, and that's one of the messages is remember to breathe. It sounds very simple, and we shouldn't have to have our watch tell us to take time to breathe. We should know when that occurs. And it sounds like for you that gets you through maybe some difficult periods in life, just to sort of settle down, put everything in perspective, and go outside and look at the birds.
Yeah, I don't think I spend enough time doing that. Yes, I have a career job and those type of things, and I'm not the type that's going to put time on my calendar and be that diligent and say every day at 11:30 I need to take 30 minutes for myself. I look for opportunities. I'm very spontaneous, and I look for that opportunity or that moment that, you know, maybe the wind is blowing really strong, and I take pause and I walk outside, and I may just sit on a chair and just watch the wind pass through that. And I find that when I do that, or when I journal, it puts things into perspective, and that you're able to find what's truly important, because where your mind is telling you'll be, your heart will be there also. So you need to be intentional about
And what you go through, the experiences you share in, so you say, are experiences we all go through. And it sort of puts the brakes on the real world, and we can read Ken, his reflection, and then we put our reflection doing the journal aspect of this, and we're all better for it. It's So You Say is the name of the book. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. I mentioned in the beginning the talented sons that you have. Tell me about Waffle Productions. They're creative as well. They get that naturally from you. Talk about what they're involved in. I love Waffle Productions.
Yeah, my son, it's a play on the last name, right? So Lawful, he got called Waffle through his younger years. A 20-year-old now, inspiring. he started Waffle Productions just by doing some generic photos for a few friends, and now he's doing some modeling pictures for portfolios. He's traveling around with some local bands, some rock bands or alternative bands, and he just started by taking some pictures and networking with some different folks. And next thing you know, he's putting something together, and they're signing him to do their video production or just their photographs. I'm extremely proud of him. He will be successful in whatever it is that he decides to do. But he is very passionate about it, and I completely support that.
Well, there's a dream following the dream, and all of a sudden there's money there to support following the dream. So it all sort of works out. The time has gone by way too quickly on the program. I just in wrapping up here, what do you hope the readers get from reading So You Say? What's your hope? What is a compliment when somebody makes a comment on your poetry, on your book?
That they are inspired to do something that they may not otherwise have chosen to do. I respond to every single one of those posts or those responses. I respond to them personally. It means a lot to me. And oftentimes when I read through that, I ask myself, are they responding to me? And is that hidden? And I mean that respectfully, because for someone that wrote for so long, that it not shared, these writings were hidden. And when someone responds and then they tell a little bit of their story, I feel their heart, I feel their passion in it. And it's kind of a release. And I'll say something to the point of, I really appreciate you sharing that with me. And I'm wondering if the person you should be sharing that with is someone else, your significant other or a family member. And again, I appreciate that, but it's a step. And I mentioned that earlier. Just take a single step towards something that's important to you and follow through with it.
Well, that's interesting. Self-reflection is one thing. Acting upon it is something else. And I think that's what you were just saying there. Okay, take this information you know and then apply it to make not only your life better, but other people's as well. Do you ever look back now and go, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? I love your passion. I love what you're doing. And do you ever think like, well, I should have really done this a couple of decades ago?
Yeah, I can easily ask myself that question. but I don't know if I'd be ready, Rick. I honestly don't know if I would have learned enough or be in a position to be able to share that and place so much passion over the years into the writings. It may have looked different, and I'm a believer in the fact that things happen for a reason at the right time, and this was the time. So, and I cannot change, I cannot go back and focus on what I should have done. I'm just going to focus on what I can do now.
Well, look at it, I guess, as like a 20-year PhD course to get where you are today with the knowledge you have to share with people today. I mentioned the first in the series. I know that View Through a Window is getting close to coming out as well. What's the timeline on that?
Just finished the first step of editing. I appreciate the question. That will be submitted early next week, and it should be available within 10 to 14 weeks. So excited about the second book in the series. And I've Googled this, and writers that release a book, it's usually a year to 14 months after.
Yes.
I honestly just don't want to wait. I don't think that's important to me. There's so much material that I can put out. Why would I wait if it's ready? And if it helps or assists or inspires just a single individual, then I don't want to sit on it anymore. I've sat on it for a long time. It's just ready. It's ready to be released.
Well, and as a reader, you go through that as well, because you go through that cycle of it's about a year, and then you've got the hardcover that's a paperback, then you've got a new one that comes out after that, and there's a cycle they go through. And in a case like, Ken, what you're doing with So You Say, you're helping me, I'm reading it, I'm learning something. I don't want to go through 12, 14 months of not being helped and not learn anything, waiting for your next book. And you've got the material out there. So I love what you're doing and getting the book out there, and we'll stay in touch and hopefully have a chance to talk about that book as well. So the book is So-You-Say, So You Say, Thought-Provoking Poetry. The book is by Kenneth Lawful. That's L-A-U-F-L-E. The book is available. I mean, go to Ken's website. In fact, when you go there, you'll know when the next book is coming out, so you'll be able to be one of the first to order that book. It's so-you-say.com. Book available at Amazon, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Ken, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for doing it. 20 years was perfect. You've got great information, sharing it with everybody. A pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I really enjoyed our time together today.
It has been fun. Kenneth Laufle, L-A-U-F-L-E, the book So You Say, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.